Unsolved Mysteries will not be seen tonight because of the following special.
But join us,
the Hardy Boys,
next week at our regular time.
You'll be mystified.
No Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew. Instead, you get us. No mystery here.
There's no lots of mystery. Here. Did you hear what Holly just said?
No, I didn't. I was getting that clip queued up. What did you say, Holly? Is it FCC? What's going on?
Is she an adult or just five raccoons stacked on top of each other?
Who did you say that about?
Herself!
Oh.
Because we were talking about this new movie, this new, within the Spider-Verse.
Oh.
And that we all love these new Spider-Man movies.
What?
For kids and adults.
Yeah.
Oh. And then we just question whether we're adults in that moment there. You know?
Oh. And you were wondering if you're just five raccoons stacked on top of each other. Holly?
That's what I am, actually.
Spoiler alert. Perry, sorry to hear that. Or actually, no, I'm not.
Oh, my God. We need to make a raccoon song with yes. five pieces of harmony.
What, like a
each
raccoon,
part of you, like
a raccoon boy band?
What's your raccoon chakra?
Yeah, raccoon chakras. Like what, piles of trash?
Yes!
A pebble?
Scary dog food you're eating tonight?
Scary beady eyes? Mm-hmm. Look, raccoons, man, don't mess with them.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no.
I used to have raccoons that lived outside of my house.
Oh.
So did Alexis.
Oh, yeah. In Venice. Oh. They were beach raccoons.
Ooh, were they doing it?
Well, maybe.
Because it sounds like they're killing each other.
Yeah. Well, I would hear little...
Oh, right.
On top of the roof at night.
Ooh.
And I'd be alone with my cats. And then I would hear all the time.
Cats go nuts.
And I'm like, what the hell is that?
Uh-huh.
And then there was a skylight in the bedroom, so I shone the light up there. And then looking down on me were these little beady eyes and their fingers. No. And then I heard them outside once, and I went outside with a broom.
Oh.
There were five of them lined up on the side of the roof just looking at me. And I slowly backed into the house like Homer Simpson into the bushes.
Yeah.
you referred to them as beach squirrels. Are they wearing board shorts and tank tops or whoa?
Yeah,
are they beach squirrels?
Well, because I lived at the beach. And so, you know, they would be hanging out on the ocean boardwalk because I lived like about a block away from the ocean front walk on Venice Beach. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they got in a fight with some of the more savory characters at night who lived on the ocean front walk. But
I'm sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's a, you know, they're territorial.
Yeah, I mean, and
so the snapping and kicking,
and the guy next door used to feed chicken to the possums.
you don't want to mess with the possum either.
They keep coming back.
Oof, D.
Yeah. So that was his hobby.
No, this is actually the audio.
Wow, like rotisserie chicken or like chicken nuggets.
I didn't ask if it was processed or not.
Like, what kind of chicken is this? Anyway.
That's a follow-up question that Holly never thought of.
No, I didn't.
Did you get that from the...
Like, are you giving them the good stuff?
Did you get that from the Brentwood Whole Foods or whatever?
Yeah, did you get that from Gelson's or is that from Costco?
Is that from Ralph's down in West L.A.? Where is that from?
This is the offcuts.
Mm-hmm. Lex, I can't remember. It's been so long. You told this story like in 10 or 11 or 09 or...
Oh, man. What is time?
12 or I don't know.
Yeah.
You told the story of the raccoons. I almost said the F word. Humping underneath your...
I mean, that's what they were doing.
That's what they're doing. And we used to play this sound. This right here. Did you actually record that?
Oh, man. That's a good question.
I think you did.
That's exactly what it sounded like, but yeah it's here, been this so is, long that
whether she recorded or not, this is what raccoon this is what hardcore raccoon sex sounds like. Take a listen.
Yeah, Dang.
I mean,
yeah. I wasn't worried about raccoon sex, but when I lived in the beautiful San Fernando Valley,
yes,
it was the cat sex.
Ooh, really?
That would get loud and randy. And I always thought that they were getting into a fight. And I would be very concerned.
Yes.
I was like, oh my goodness, there's a fight happening outside of my place. And I'd look out the window and then I'm like, oh, the cats are on the roof and they're doing it.
Yep.
They're loud.
Oh, they sound like they're fighting. I mean, they're like,
oh.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there was consent, you know?
Okay, oh, God, you're worrying about kitty consent.
Yeah, and raccoon consent, because, you know, I felt the same way, because they were doing it right outside my bedroom window.
Yeah!
And so I was able to slowly open, because they were distracted, you know, I slowly opened the window and could hear it even louder, of course. But then I shone a light, like you did with your skylight, Holly, at the beady eyes.
Yeah.
And I realized what was happening, and then it's like, oh my gosh, privacy! Oh my God, I thought I was going to be like breaking up a fight or something.
Exactly! No,
but that wasn't the case.
No, you were interrupting things, Lex.
Yes! And then I was just like, oh no, I'm so sorry. Hide my eyes, close the window.
She actually apologized as usual. To the raccoons. Yeah.
Well, yeah!
You keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
Oopsie daisy!
I hope my IT department doesn't find out, but I did Google cats mating. So here's what that sounds like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, since we're just going through all the matings.
I mean, might as well.
Mm-hmm. We might as well. Here we go. Here's cats mating. This is on a balcony, by the way. So this is recorded on a balcony, and it looks like sunny California. Here we go. Oh. Oh! Oh!
Oh! Ooh, wow. Wow. Can you tell if that's the male or the female?
Oh, girl, that is, I can confidently tell you, that is the lady.
You know, it was really the background noise in that clip that made it.
Yeah.
But you see the concern now.
Yeah.
Are you hearing the concern?
I'm concerned for her. I'm looking at her. The male isn't saying a word. Dude is just doing his business.
Yeah. Concentration.
And little lady is like, get me off this balcony. This guy picked me up at Redstone. I need to get out of here. Yeah.
You see the concern now because it's 6 in the morning and you hear that noise.
Yeah.
And then on the
Holly.
Other side of you, you hear the helicopter over the 5 and you're like, oh God, I got to get up out of bed.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would wake
traffic.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That would wake me up, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the combination of helicopter and cat sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Welcome to sunny California.
Yes, we've got a sig alert over San Fernando Boulevard going over the 5. When you make your way to the 110, watch out because it's going to be blocked up.
Oh, gosh. More than normal.
More than normal.
Oof. Oh, there we go. That was lovely.
Well, that was a avenue.
That was, hey,
cul-de-sac we went down.
What did you expect?
Yeah, it's Friday. I mean, this is what we do.
That's right. This is what we do, too. We give away prizes, listener rewards. Get lucky. Get tickets to Pink's. You can win tickets, rather, to Pink's October 17th performance at the Xcel Energy Center. Snag tickets to see Thunder from Down Under at Grand Casino Hinkley or Chelsea Handler at Mystic Lake Casino. We've also got gift cards to Quick Trip, Ulta Beauty, Caribou, and more. Where do you sign up for listener rewards, Lex?
MyTalk1071.com or head to your app store and download that app. Tap that app. It's free. Win prizes for what you're already doing. Listening.
We have an app, Holly? I didn't know that.
We sure do.
Tap it. We're going to come back. When we do, it's a little boob tube bonanza, Roadhouse and Palm Royale next.
Nice. Hey, friends. Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. And I love hearing from my talkers who've worked with David and the team on their mortgage, especially first-time home buyers like Sam. Sam said, David answered all of my questions in a speedy manner. As a first-time home buyer, the process was confusing and stressful, but David helped me through various situations to get a fast and effective closing. And then just as I'm scrolling through, TJ and Lauren, fantastic experience, so easy, definitely recommending in the future. Thomas says they went above and beyond my expectations and just loved working with them. And, you know, you want to hear this. This is great because they're in our market. They've been working in the Twin Cities area in Minnesota for 23 years and counting. They take the time to get to know you and make sure that you are set up for financial success, whether you're the first-time home buyer or you're looking to refinance. 763-251-8000 or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword, say it with me, David!
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Free will exists. You can do whatever you want, but I would not turn the channel. Coming up in the next hour, WTF Weekly Trivia Face-Off. It's all about the women's, and our enemies today are in fact women. Dawn McClain and there's so many things I can say, but she's a woman too, B. Arthur. That's right.
Our boss,
B. Arthur.
We booked it live on the show.
Uh-huh. And Holly, the topic really is, because it's women's history, it's women's month, right?
Yeah, it's women's history month. So we've got questions about women's history.
That's right. Thanks, as always, to Trivia Mafia. Follow them on social. That's coming up at 8:30. But right now, dear friends, we have a TV taste test. Times. And we don't always get to do this. We have, it's times two different things
yes.
for you to check out this weekend. So here we go.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Ladies first, Holly, what did you watch?
I watched Roadhouse, which is the reboot of the 80s Patrick Swayze movie Roadhouse.
I didn't even know that existed.
Lex, I know.
This stars Jake Gyllenhaal, and it just dropped on Amazon Prime yesterday. Features the big screen debut of fighter Conor McGregor in one of the roles. And this is directed by Doug Liman, who's done a lot of action major motion pictures for the past couple of decades. And I will tell you, I'll keep it brief. If you like the original Roadhouse, I think you're going to like the reboot of Roadhouse. It is dumb, action, fun. I laughed a couple of times out loud. Jake Gyllenhaal plays a UFC fighter who is no longer fighting in the UFC, and he's finding himself in a troubled place in his life when he's approached by Frankie, played by Jessica Williams. Love to see her in projects.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the owner of the Roadhouse, literally. The Roadhouse in the Florida Keys, and she offers Jake Gyllenhaal's character a job, keeping security, keeping things under control at her establishment, and eventually he does take her up on the offer. He goes to South Florida, where slapping, fighting, and drama ensues.
Ooh.
Holly?
Uh-huh. Oh.
I don't know you extremely well, but I know you well-ish. I have to say, I was shocked that of all the motion pictures available at your fingertips, if I was in Vegas laying down money, I would have lost money. I never would have predicted that you would have proactively ventured to the Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah. Well, it dropped yesterday.
Okay.
And I love dumb 80s action movies.
Okay.
Roadhouse, Cobra, Commando, Bloodsport, Predator, RoboCop is one of my favorite movies ever. Love it.
Fun.
So
half half of those movies Alexis assigned me when we used to do movie reviews. I literally was thinking all of those. Yeah.
Lethal Weapon, First Blood, Rambo 2, Rambo 3.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I love just big, dumb action movies like that from the 1980s. And Roadhouse is one of them. It's part of that genre. And this, you know, I don't necessarily say that it improves on the original, but it's definitely matches the original. And there are a couple times where I sincerely laughed out loud because Jake Gyllenhaal really does bring it and get in character as a former UFC fighter.
He's ripped in this.
He is super ripped.
I just saw the poster.
Yeah.
And I just heard him on Stern. He worked for this role.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I ate a part of a French baguette yesterday. And I was like, Jake Gyllenhaal wasn't eating that for Roadhouse.
No, he was not.
But if you like dumb action, I will say things do get a little lost in translation in as much as the way that digital filmmaking is used in the 2024 version of Roadhouse. It kind of loses me because I am a big fan of practical effects.
Yeah.
And I think a lot is lost in modern filmmaking because we rely so much on computers and digital stuff to enhance things. So some of the action scenes did lose me a little bit because they lean too much into that. But otherwise, there were a couple times I laughed out loud. Jake Gyllenhaal's character likes to slap.
People are couple people online agreeing with you, Holly, saying it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's decent. Roadhouse on Amazon Prime right now.
If that's not your cup of tea, check into the Palm Royale. I'm sorry. Actually, you can't check in because it's an exclusive club and you're poor. That's basically how they feel about you.
Yay.
Rude.
That's basically how everyone in the, how all the other characters feel in this movie, in the show. No. So you've seen the advertisements. This is, and they're out promoting it now. So you're seeing a lot of Kristen Wiig lately because Kristen, along with Laura Dern, executive produced this. I think she stars in it, executive produces it. I think she even helped write. This is about Kristen's character. And I don't want to give too much away. It's a soapy, dishy drama, a black comedy. It has hints of everything Kristen does. It's literally a great scone of all of Kristen Wiig's strengths, of that type of bridesmaid, weird wink at the camera humor, a little goofy. And then it's dishy like Soap Dish, an underrated cult hit from the early 90s. It's campy. It's gorgeous. It's eye candy. If for nothing else, watch this because it's set in 1969. And hello, the fashions, the hair, the makeup, the soft filter over Ricky Martin and Laura Dern will make you laugh out loud. It's Barbara Walters-esque Vaseline lensing. And it's such a great device that they do. So Kristen Wiig's character really desperately wants to be a member of the Palm Royale. But this is a very exclusive club. And Allison Janney is the Sarabi. She is the queen girl. She's Angela Bassett. She ain't letting Kristen Wiig in. Ricky Martin is the bitchy / mysterious bartender at the Palm Royale who has secrets of his own and is basically half naked through episodes 1, 2, and 3.
That was my question. Is he shirtless a lot?
His wardrobe budget, let me look.
Threads.
$28.50 they spent on wardrobe for Ricky Martin.
Oh.
And I'm actually not joking. And then here are about 5 words that you would not initially think are funny, but are funny. Are you ready for those words?
Yeah.
Carol Burnett in a coma.
Oh my gosh.
Even when she's possibly maybe in a coma, she's a comedy legend.
She's a comedy legend, even in a coma.
Oh, love
and
it.
That's how it opens. I'm not going to say anything more. Just there are connections within characters that you will find out. Is it perfect? No. There's some parts where it drags, but it's dishy fun. Again, it's eye candy. It's so delicious to look at. And Kristen is hysterical. Allison Janney is the perfect villain.
Ugh.
Allison does villainess so well. I mean, look at her in The Help. In any movie where she's played kind of the bitchy character, she's great at it. And she accomplishes it this time. Palm Royale, on Apple TV Plus. Three episodes are out. A new one drops on Thursday. And then the movie Holly was talking about, to recap, Roadhouse on Amazon Prime. We're going to come back
fun.
With Would You Rather. Hello, it's Jace for MSP, the number one airport on list after list. And number one in our heart, it's ours. No one else can have it. When you go to other airports, you come back and you go, oh, MSP is so good. And it is. Let me tell you some tips, because this week and next week, still in the heart of spring break season. So it's going to be busy. So let me give you some advice to de-stress. Get there early. I know we've been hearing about that since the early 2000s, but get there early. And before you even get in the car, reserve your space in the ramp ahead of time, MSPairport.com. Did you know you can do that? You can even reserve ahead of time your space in the TSA line. And make sure when you get into MSP, you look to your left and the right, because the security checkpoints can time await can differ by as much as 15 minutes. And once you're in there, enjoy all the local shops and all the local eats, like Justin Sutherland's new place, Good Chicken Sandwich. From ticketing to takeoff, MSP is the best.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Please play at home with your family and your friends. We're going to start off right away. Oh, right when the music stops. Lovely. We're going to start off right away with one under the demented category.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to need you to pretend you're dudes, okay?
Yeah, all right. I like that.
I know. Here we go. Would you rather instantly have no penis or have five?
Oh, that's easy. Give me five wieners.
Why was that funnier, Holly, with this music? Why was what she just said funnier with this music under her?
This music's like you're frolicking through the cereal
bouncy,
aisle.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Yeah.
Get like, five wieners.
Yeah, there's lots of uses for that, you know?
Uh-huh.
Other than the sexual variety, you can go out and rake your yard, your own sprinkler system.
Yeah.
What else? You can serve salad.
Yeah. Oh.
With your wieners?
Lex, I have one. I don't use it for salad making.
It's not a salad tongue.
But if you had five, I mean, you could grip some lettuce up in there.
You know what, Lex? You might be right. I could use it at the grill.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. Put a little glove on it.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday nights at Sizzler.
Turn those right. Burgers. Yeah. Woo. What are you guys doing? Nothing or five?
Well, follow-up question.
Fit like a glove, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes, Holly, follow-up question.
Do I get to choose the location of the wieners?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, I still don't want one.
I'll take five.
Yeah, that's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the more the merrier, you know? I guess that applies to this. Okay, this is easy. We're going to go from demented to just easy. Here we go. Would you rather control the outcome of any coin flip for the rest of your life?
Ooh.
Or be unbeatable at rock, paper, scissors for the rest of your life?
Oh, man. I'm thinking the coin flip would be fun.
Me too.
Yeah, that would be great. You're like, I'll just flip for it. And then you could decide what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, which has the more lucrative application in the realm of gambling?
Oh, coin flips for sure.
Yeah. So I'm doing coin flips.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You could gamble.
Yeah.
Because you'll know what team gets the ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, coin toss.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you rather always have fingernails 6 inches or longer?
Woof.
Or have a snorkel on your face permanently?
Oh, no. That gets worse. Ooh. Yeah, I got to go with those long nails. Maybe I'll have my five wieners to help me. do things. Because some of those long nails, that's really hard to operate. But it's better than having a snorkel on your face trying to breathe. I guess you get used to it.
And with those fingernails, it'd be really easy to scratch your back, scratch your butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just thinking practically. Yeah. I'm doing fingernail life.
Oh, yeah.
Holly?
I'm doing fingernail life as long as I can get them professionally done and maintained and looking cute.
Yeah, that's a lot of surface area. You could do a whole, like, vignette on your nail. You could tell a whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Five chapters.
I mean, I was just thinking maybe like a nice like pink polish or something. Just like maybe bedazzled. I'm not, you know, telling War and Peace on my fingers. Look, it's chapter two right here.
And then this little piggy went wee, wee, wee.
No, you could eventually, I feel like, adapt to the fingernails. Look, there's a lot of people with long fingernails and I feel like they wipe their butt somehow.
They manage.
Yeah. They manage, and they're looking cute doing it.
Yeah. Like, get like a stick or something. Or, like, use the end of a plunger.
There has to be a device. We've invented
the handle
everything.
End. Mm-hmm.
There has to be a device.
Yeah, bidet life.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, bidets.
Just spray that
the
baby.
Did you guys hear that? During the pandemic, I read this in the Washington Post. During the pandemic, bidets had a moment, and customer satisfaction surveys reveal people are saying it's one of the best items they've purchased. They still love them.
Oh,
people
yeah.
People are loving the bidets.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You don't bidet.
Yeah, I don't bidet. I see what you just did there.
But yes, I've heard great things.
This next one's going to be real hard. You ready?
Uh-oh.
Would you rather give up cheese and bread or give up sex?
Really think about this.
I mean, if it was one of those, but cheese and bread?
Yeah. What, you know, Jace, what are you going to do?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Huh.
My sex. Oh, I'm not giving up cheese and bread.
Oh, man. I think I could give up cheese and bread. Yeah.
Holly?
Yeah, I'm giving up cheese and bread, too. I've had enough in my life. There are so many things where I'm like, you know what? Good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I guess that was easier than I thought it was. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Huh.
Let's see here. Let me do one more.
Well, okay, you know, cheese and me don't always agree. You know what
well,
I'm
that's
saying.
What I was going to say. So, cheese and bread gives me tummy aches sometimes.
Yeah, it expands and then,
if it was a different food item. Okay,
Yeah, maybe some fried rice and egg rolls.
Would you rather... Our final one. Wear a shirt made from metal or wear a shirt made from rubber?
Oh, metal. Because rubber is sweaty. And at least with metal, you can fairly easy heat that up or cool it off. And it's kind of cool because it's reflective, too.
Holly?
Gonna live that gimp life wearing rubber.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's sweaty though. But then, but Alexis, you brought up the fact that metal can cool off and warm up. But what if it's a hot summer day?
Oh, girl, you're gonna cook, Lex. You're literally gonna cook from the inside.
I guess we'd both be cooking.
And at least with the rubber, it's kind of like one of that sauna suit that we talked about in the first hour. I'll just sit there and sweat.
Yeah.
I'll stink. But that's okay.
Yeah, that's true too.
It's okay.
I'm doing rubber life.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Let's close it up.
I hope you're happy with your choice. Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather?
Hey, everybody. My Talk 107.1 is partnering with the Animal Humane Society for the 2024 Walk for Animals. Join Team My Talk and walk alongside our captains, Alexis and Holly, on Saturday, May 4th at the Minnesota Fairgrounds. Register is open right now for all animal lovers. MyTalk1071.com, keyword animals.
Woo-hoo!
And make sure you bring cool animals, right, ladies?
Yeah, I mean, we'll take any animal.
Every animal is a cool animal.
Exactly. We are searching for the most, or striving for the most diverse animal team ever.
Ever.
So, yeah, you got a donkey, cows, pigs, What else? A ferret.
A ferret, a bunny, beta fish.
Chinchilla. Oh, chinchilla.
Chinchilla.
Jason.
Yes.
Yeah. Chinchilla. Soft.
Yeah, we got to want to pet your chinchilla. So, oh, you know, please
Lex,
join our team.
You can't say that. That sounds mm-hmm. naughty.
Oh, I mean, okay. With consent, of course.
Yeah, dwarf yeah. hamsters, gerbils.
Oh. Wow.
They're like little. Anyway.
But yeah, we'll take it all. It's on May 4th. You know, come in, yeah, Star Wars cosplay. Might as well. It's at the fairgrounds. It's a mile. There's lots of fun stops along the way. The food trucks, vendors. It's going to be a grand old time.
When we come back, we're going to have a grand old time. Beyonce's making a correction about, well, maybe a correction. And then the alien space base has been found. Holly will tell you where it is, / Alexis's home, when we return.
What? Oh, Rebath. They make it so easy to love your bathroom. And they do everything. It's a one-stop shop. Design guidance, quality products, professional installation. Go to rebath.com. That's where you sign up to have a free in-home design consultation and quote. And that part's free. They just want to show you what they can do. There's hundreds of options. Another way to connect with Rebath is to stop into their showroom. And just a reminder that they are open on Saturdays from 9 to 1. It's a great time to go see, touch it, see all the different options that are available. Of course, they can do a complete bathroom regut, or they can change your tub to a shower. Lots of beautiful finishes. Rebath.com. Also, make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. And Rebath will be in the South Metro's largest home show at Doubletree Hotel in Bloomington tomorrow. It's the home show, and it's free. So check them out there as well. Rebath.com.
You have a lot of choices in the morning. You could listen to a lot of things. You could also not listen to anything at all. But for some reason, you chose us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The
Thank
best.
You very much. Yeah. What is Beyonce correcting?
Okay, so she has been revealing a lot of pictures that she's been taking to promote her new country album, Cowboy yeah. Carter. It's set to release later this month on March 29th. And one of the pictures, she's sitting on a horse, and she's not quite sitting Pippi Long style way, but she's like on the side, but like okay. looking at the back end of the horse a little bit. And she has a sash on, and the sash says Beyonce on it. It's Beyince.
The sash does.
The sash does. And a lot of us were going, wait a second, what's going on? Did you have a typo on your sash? And she's responded to this, and I had no idea, but she said that she's proclaiming and reclaiming her name, that her grandma was denied at the hospital. So Beyonce is actually her mom's maiden name. And so there's that. And then she always wondered, like, why her uncles spelt their last name with an I and not an O. And later on, her mom said, well, it's because when they were in the hospital, there was a misspelling on the birth certificate. And an O instead of an I. And when her grandma said, hey, there's a misspelling on this, the nurse just said, be grateful that you get a birth certificate. And then she moved on. So now Beyonce is saying, look, I'm reclaiming this now. And yeah, that's the story there.
And that's why her sash says Beyonce.
Beyonce, because that's the actual name. So, and then her mom also talked about, you know, she
it's reacting to the nurse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just, you know, I have a story like this in my family. My cousin's husband, his name is Chander. And he was born, the nurse was filling out the birth certificate, misspelled Chandler, and now he's Chander. And they just went with it.
Oh, so you're supposed to be Chandler.
Forgot the L.
And now he's Chander.
So when he's, you know, applying for a passport or legal documents or whatever, he has to be Chander.
Chander, yeah. And then it was just like, oh, well, Chander's not so bad. And then they just went with Chander. So this does actually happen, you know, and he's, I don't know, he's 45-ish. So,
wow.
Anyway, now this is a whole different story, especially when she corrected. I don't think that Chandra's mom realized until after the fact, but so there's a lot of history there, and I hope that, you know, makes into some songs or you know, maybe some behind the scenes video that they're taking, because that is fascinating, and how many people can relate with that, especially at that time.
I'm sure a lot.
Not many African Americans were getting birth certificates at the time, and just be grateful that you get one. It's like, oh, okay,
vile thing to say.
Yeah.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Well, good on her.
Yeah.
Good on her.
Always.
That's fantastic.
Always iconic.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Just doing her own thing.
It is time for our occasional segment. No, it's not. Why the hell is this on the show sheet? It is one that we've done for many, many years on the show, and that is help us figure out where Lex is from.
Rocket Man, help us figure out where Lex is from.
With Holly Roberts. Hi, Holly.
Hi, we're going off the coast of Mexico today.
Okay.
Where two saucer-shaped UFOs were seen hovering over a giant oil rig near a secret alien base. Now, locals,
or as Alexis calls it, her summer house.
Yeah, her timeshare.
You sure those weren't just helicopters, guys? It's helicopters.
Locals claim the area off the coast of Mexico is home to an underwater alien hideout called Amupac. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but Amupac.
Lex, is she pronouncing that right?
No idea. Yeah. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. What?
It's long protected the community from natural disasters. Uh-huh. And a crew member on board this oil rig near the city of Tampico snapped images of the objects floating in space. You can see lights underneath the potential spaceship. They're silver disc looking, and the lights have been illuminated. Now, these images were taken back in October, but they've only now appeared online.
Hmm.
And according to locals, there hasn't been a hurricane in the area since 1967, and they're saying that's because the aliens are controlling the weather and protecting them from it.
What do you want to say on that topic, Alexis? Mm. What do you think about
that?
Well,
if that's the case of protection, you guys are ungrateful. I mean, they are protecting you from hurricanes.
Oh, I think you said were.
I mean, but I have no comment, actually.
Oh, Holly, did you hear a W-E-apostrophe-R-E?
Yeah, I did hear that she was making a formal statement on behalf of a body of something.
Something.
Those are just lights in the sky. They're stars. Mexico. It was beautiful.
All clustered together.
All clustered together. Yep, they're congregating and having some meetings about what they're going to be doing, those stars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I see, because the stars move around and have conventions.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right?
You said it, Holly.
That's what Galileo said when he was looking up at the sky. Yeah. He's like, the stars, they talk to each other.
Shine bright.
You know, Holly, you know what I'm realizing?
What?
The next time Lex goes, oh, I went for a road trip to an Amish village. That is code. That she didn't go to no damn Amish village. That's code now. She didn't take a road trip. They didn't go to St. Louis. They didn't go to the Alamo. That's why the Alamo was closed. It wasn't really closed. She went to her alien timeshare. I'm telling you.
Chip, chip.
We'll be right back. Big sale. Hey, everybody. It's Jason for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. I know that your summer vacation is a ways away, but you need to start thinking about your skincare now for it, because people procrastinate, and by the time they're a couple weeks away from their vacation, they're like, oh my God, I gotta get ready. And then all of the appointments are booked. I'm talking about Halo and Moxie. These treatments, these laser skin treatments, they help with sunspots. They help with pigmentation problems with your skin. They are so great. And right now in the month of March, you can save $150. $150 off Moxie and Halo. Moxie, if you're a little, Moxie might be a good entry point for you. I call it Baby Halo. I've had it done and I love it. You're in very little downtime. I think I had one day where I was ready and boom, I was ready the next. So call today, mention me to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and say you want Moxie or Halo.